gotta be bold. This story gotta be told. On your fists, going and glow. This the sun, your empower show. Stay on go like a lion who on the prowl. Send your sales, help you get it. We doing it and doing it now.
Hey, Empower Disruptors. Welcome back to the Sonya Empower Show, where I ignite your online business and help you own your fierceness. Embrace your unique beauty, talents, and strengths. Rise above fear and step into your destiny as you build empires and shatter expectations together. What's up, you relentless empire builders? In the last episode, we touched on distractions. Today, we're calling out the silent killers of your ambition, the saboteurs of your success, stress and distraction, right? So we're going to continue on with this. You're caught in the current, aren't you? Everything's at warp speed. Demands pulling from every direction. Notifications screaming for your fractured attention. It feels like it's impossible to breathe sometimes, let alone focus. But let's get real. This constant chaos, it's not a law of physics. It's a design flaw in your system. And you, my friend, are the architect. This isn't about finding your zen. This is about conquest. It's about identifying the weak points in your defenses and fortifying them with an iron will. It's time to stop reacting to the noise and start annihilating it. So let's dissect the enemy and deploy your counterattack. 1, fortify your perimeter, the unbreakable boundary protocol. First on the hit list, undefined boundaries. If you're constantly ambushed by interruptions, coworkers, families, clients, it's because your perimeter is undefended. You haven't drawn the line in the sand, and it's time to draw the line in the sand. So your action is implement the unbreakable boundary protocol. Define your focus zones. Declare your non-negotiable work blocks. Tell your team, your kids, your partner, during these hours, my focus is locked down. Emergencies only. We'll connect during my designated break. Period. This isn't about being rude. It's about establishing martial law over your time and your mission. Command respect for your domain. 2, silence the siren song. Disseminate the digital leash. Now, we talked about these notifications a little bit in the last episode. So next, the most insidious attacker, unchecked notifications. My goodness. Your phone is not your master. Hello, let me repeat that. Your phone is not your master. It's a tool. Right now, it's probably pinging, buzzing, flashing, luring you off course like a digital siren. You know what? My phone is right beside me, on silent, turned upside down while I'm recording this episode. So your action, go to war with your notifications. Implement the digital leash dissemination. Turn them all off. Yes, all of them. Create designated, non-negotiable times to check your messages, emails, social media. When you're in deep work, when you're crushing a meal, when you're connecting with another human, your phone is a dead weight, silenced, out of sight. Reclaim your neurological bandwidth. I'm telling you, mental health is important. You know, being on that phone all the time and hearing those pings constant. Lee is just, like I don't even have my notifications on, you know, it's just a certain time where I will go and check social media. In fact, I'll give you a pro tip. For example, this is a popular social media platform, Facebook, right? And Facebook is full of distractions, right? You have business mixed with personal. It's just full of distractions. You probably are part of like so many groups, you've lost count. So what I do is, but there are some, you know, some things I invest in, and it comes with a Facebook group. And so I'm like, okay, I need to be focused on, you know, the interactions in that group versus like all the notifications I have that's unread. So what I did was I created a Facebook group, a folder, and I have that, you know, bookmarked. And then the groups that I visit frequently that's of high value, or maybe I invested in something, like, for example, when I was a part of a book collaboration, I bookmark that particular Facebook group and then I put it in the Facebook group folder. Then when I'm checking, right, notifications during my designated time, I simply go to that Facebook group folder. And then I can click on each individual group that I save just to make sure that I haven't missed any, you know, important alerts, right? Because it can get lost in the alerts that you're getting from Facebook Messenger. And, you know, like, for example, there's groups I'm a part of as far as like Facebook Marketplace and everything. And so that's just a pro tip, you know. And then, you know, whenever you have that extra time, you know, then that's when you can, you know, kind of check concerning personal, but it still needs to be within a reasonable time. Otherwise, you'll look up and you've been scrolling literally for an hour. And that's just ridiculous. I mean, an hour, you could have like wrote the first chapter of a book or an outline for a course in an hour. So just think about that. All that scrolling, all that digital is not good for your eyes. It's not good for your brain. 3, eradicate the clutter chaos. Command your arena. If your environment is a battlefield of disarray, so is your mind. I've always said that. Unorganized spaces, right? Clutter isn't just unsightly. It's a constant visual distraction, a drain on your mental energy, a silent saboteur of your efficiency. So true. I always said that a cluttered environment equals a cluttered mind. Me personally, I'm a very organized individual, so I cannot work in clutter. I just simply can't. But I know individuals who says that they can work in clutter. Like if their space is too organized, it distracts them. And I'm like, okay. But for me personally, I have to have usually a quiet environment. And most importantly, I have to have a clutter-free environment. Right. My creativity juices just flow better when my environment is clean. All right. So your action is to initiate chaos eradication. Ruthlessly organize your physical and digital spaces. Clear your desk like a battle station. Streamline your desktop. Create ironclad systems for files and tasks. Every tool has its place. Every process is flow. When your domain is orderly, your execution is seamless, your mind is sharp. Now, creating systems and things for your business, okay, even systems in your personal life, right? I know people that have systems, you know, they're like, hey, I'm married, I have multiple children, they all have busy schedules, they have a system in place. So whether it's personal or business, you know, creating systems is an ongoing process, right? So don't overwhelm yourself by trying to do everything all at once. 4, chart your conquests. Precision goal definition. Drifting aimlessly is a luxury for the weak. Lack of defined goals. Okay. Wishing for success isn't a strategy. Without a clear map, you're just wandering into a stress trap. I mean, that's half the battle, right? With individuals. Some individuals are like, I'm not going to invest in a coach. I'm not going to invest in this. I'm not going to invest in that. And I'm like, if you want to move the needle in your business, eventually you're going to have a clear roadmap, right? You're going to have a strategy. Otherwise, you're going to overwhelm yourself. And it may be a lean cash flow season for you to where you're like, okay, I can't hire, you know, this graphic designer, you know, to just do this custom logo. Okay. There's plenty of software out there where you can create a starter logo. Okay. But you have to have that clear roadmap. But I'm telling you, once I started delegating things that just took too much of my time, you know, because what I did was once money, like revenue started coming in the business, I set aside a portion of that, right? And I reinvested it back in my business. And so, for example, I know how to create like starter sales funnels for the course software that I use. But I was like, after creating this course, this 8-week course, well, 4-week course, excuse me, I said, I really don't have the time or energy and to invest in now doing all things sales funnel. So I hired a sales funnel expert, right? And because I didn't want to fall into the stress trap, I needed time for my mind to stay clear and to recoup after creating the course. And so the action for you is to employ precision goal definition. Break down your grand visions into concrete, actionable steps. It's simple, but it's profound. That's why you hear me say it on more than one episode, right? Because most people, it takes more than one, even three times for them to hear something before they just get it. Know your top three non-negotiables for the day, for the week, for the month. Every single action must contribute directly to a defined objective. You're not just busy. Let's get out of just being busy entrepreneurs, right? You're building towards a specific calculated conquest. 5, master the time matrix. Eliminate the bleed. Most people are bleeding time without even realizing it. Underestimating time investment, you know? You're underestimating the true duration of tasks, forgetting crucial setups, transitions, and wind downs. You know, Johnny's 2-hour game isn't 2 hours. It's probably more like a realistic 4-hour block. So your action is to master the time matrix. Be brutal with your time estimates. Add a non-negotiable buffer. Factor in every minute for travel, preparation, and cool down. You know, create realistic and unbreachable blocks for everything on your schedule. Don't just plan the activity, plan the entire container for the activity. This prevents cascade failure in your day. 6, engineer your domain. Optimize for power. Your surroundings are either an asset or a liability. If you're operating in an unoptimized environment, your space is actively sabotaging your focus and draining your energy. This isn't about relying on others. It's about your absolute command over your personal fortress, okay? So your action, actively engineer your domain. Design your workspace for absolute focus. Optimize lighting, minimize noise, remove visual distractions. Curate who has access to your time and attention during your peak performance hours. You are not a passive recipient of your environment. You are its designer, building a sanctuary for your power. One simple thing that I did, I invested in with my family, I invested in do not disturb signs, right? So they know when it's a do not disturb sign, do not disturb. Okay, when, you know, I have the time, you know, for them, I flip it to the welcome. Please knock. When I'm recording a podcast or I'm recording a podcast or recording a training, I have a recording in progress, door hanger. When I'm in a meeting, I have an in meeting, you know, in progress sign. It didn't cost a lot of money, but I'm telling you, if you begin to, you know, take your business serious and take your environment serious, then everyone else will start getting on board. You know, 7, arm your arsenal, equip for absolute victory. Trying to win a war with inferior weaponry is like suicide, you know, lack of the right tools and resources. It just doesn't work. So whether it's managing your business or crushing your to-do list, ineffective tools breed frustration and delay. So your action, implement absolute victory, you know, arming yourselves, right, with the right weaponry. Ruthlessly identify and acquire the essential tools, software, or even physical resources that streamline your processes and eliminate friction. Don't let a lack of proper equipment be the bottleneck that chokes your productivity. Arm yourself with every battle. Like, for example, they have free productivity timers. Just Google productivity timers or tomato timer and, and everything. It can keep you focused. They have, project management software that you can use to where that will boost, time management, productivity, everything. So there are ways to eliminate that friction. If you're like still sending invoices manually and you're like, okay, well, that worked when I had one client, but it's not working when I have, 10, to streamline that. They have all types of tools out there, software, where you can automate things to where you can get rid of that manual work. All right, 8, unleash your inner strategist, designed for domination. So finally, fighting yourself is a losing battle. You're ignoring your personality. So if you're forcing yourself into a routine that contradicts your natural rhythm, you're draining your own energy. All right. It may work short term, but long term, you're going to have to switch up some things, honey. So action, unleash your inner strategist. Understand your peak performance cycles. Are you a morning destroyer or a nocturnal ninja? Right. Do you thrive in long focused blocks or short intense bursts? Design your day, your entire operational flow around your inherent strengths. Productivity isn't about being busy. Once again, it's about strategic, maximized output aligned with your unique, unstoppable power, right? So for example, I often play around with my work hours to see what feels right. I'm not like an early riser. Now, I rise early because of my husband's work schedule, but as far as work and everything, I noticed that usually, my peak performance energy window is usually maybe 10-ish to 2, so trying to do an 8 o'clock meeting is like, some people, they can, those 7 p.m. and 8 p.m. meetings, my brain is tired by that time. It's time for me to decompress and I can't do it. So you have to find what works for you, period. And the industry, let's say, for example, you're like, hey, I started a virtual assistant business. And most administrative type companies, they have banking hours, Monday through Friday, right? But this is your business, and everything. You can say, hey, I'm going to create a business where I work, on a fractional basis. And, I only work on a four-day work week. Hey, create that dream business, because I promise you, you will find clients that will still respect your boundaries and respect the business that you have created. So don't be afraid to, buck the system, so to speak. Don't be afraid to be the untamed woman. And it's like, if that's the business you desire to create, create it. I remember when I was an executive assistant and, I was working like Monday through Friday. I had flexibility. This truly was a dream client, and I had that flexibility with that client. And it was just amazing. Like, it truly felt like I was an entrepreneur and not an employee. And I love that about this client. And I remember when I went back to the drawing board, it was time to negotiate some things. And I was like, hey, so I was promoted to this person, operations manager. And I was like, hey, these are my stipulations. And one of my stipulations were, working Monday through Thursday. So going from Monday through Friday to Monday through Thursday, I would work, because Fridays I coached clients. Fridays was the day I was coaching clients on a fractional basis. And he was like, I'm perfectly fine with that. So don't be afraid to book the system. Just because people say that's the way it has to be doesn't mean it has to be that way. Okay. So just remember that stress and distractions are not your default settings. They are weaknesses you can exploit, systems you can dismantle. By understanding these common pitfalls, you have the blueprint to build a life of surgical focus and relentless progress. You are the commander of your domain. Now for your fab assignment, that's your fierce action breakthrough assignment for the week. It is the anti-chaos strike. One, identify your top one destroyer. From the eight reasons we just covered, pick the single biggest source of stress and distraction in your life right now, the one that's causing the most immediate pain and productivity drain. Two, formulate your counterattack. Based on the action points for that specific destroyer, outline one concrete, tangible step you will take this week to directly address it. Make it specific and measurable. For example, from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. daily, my phone will be on airplane mode, out of sight. Three, execute for 5 days. Implement this counterattack consistently for the next 5 consecutive workdays. No excuses, no backsliding, and no compromise. Four, analyze the impact. At the end of the 5 days, assess what shifted. Did your stress decrease? Did your focus sharpen? What direct, undeniable impact did this singular action have on your overall productivity and mental clarity? You got this. Now go silence the chaos. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Cyan Empower Show. I'd love to hear your feedback. Leave a review on your favorite podcast platform. Connect with me on social media. If you enjoyed this episode, please like, share, and subscribe. For more business empowerment resources, visit cyansales.com. And for additional resources on personal growth and inspiration, visit chocolatedropinspired.com. Until next time, Empower Disruptors, break free, be fierce.